No, it's your emergency.
Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse right here on Active FM. I'm Nosy Lee.
And I am Danny. And guys, as promised, we are back with our second part of the Johnny Depp and the Amber Heard trial.
Yes.
Yes.
The final part.
The final part. Unless this chickie decides to, what did you say?
She's going
to
appeal.
No.
And then we have
Actually,
to go
you know
back.
What? Take them back. Camille will slaughter them again.
Yeah. I'm sure again. Camille needs more TV time.
Oh, God, I love Camille.
They've become like little celebrities. I saw them on the Today Show.
Is his name Ben?
Ben, yeah.
Yeah, Ben and Camille are in my heart. Okay. Ben is hilarious. If you watch his facial expressions in court.
I haven't seen.
You please go and Google Ben's facial expressions.
I will.
So today, we are going... So in our last show, if you haven't listened to our last show, it's Depp versus Heard. Go listen to it. But we focus up for the first 3 weeks of the trial, and now we're going to do the final 3 weeks as well as the verdict that brought the case to a close. And
yes,
as you can see by our title, Johnny Depp won!
For now.
Yay! No, don't say
he
for now.
He won the first round. She's appealing. She said she's going to appeal.
With what ammunition? She's shooting air at this point.
I don't know what's wrong with her, but she wants to.
Again, like we did in the first show, there were a lot of witnesses that were called, and we couldn't mention every single one of them, so we've kind of picked the ones that have the most interesting or relevant or important information to give you guys a summary. So the first, yeah, we are in week four, and the first person we saw was Travis McGivern. McGivern.
Yeah, sorry.
Givern. No, but there's an R there.
Givern.
Oh. So he's Depp's bodyguard, and he testified that he had witnessed Heard verbally assault Depp. He contradicted Heard's claim, stating that Depp did not attack her physically, although they did exchange verbal insults.
I believe
Instead,
that.
He testified that he had witnessed Heard throwing a Red Bull can and a bag at Depp and spat at him and punched him in the face, resulting in his face becoming red and swollen, and also testified seeing Depp throw racks of Heard's clothing down the stairs during the incident. So we discussed this in the first show. We know that they were a very unhappy marriage, and
yeah,
that there was mental and physical abuse. Not mental, verbal abuse.
Yeah.
The question we were talking about was there physical abuse, and
yeah,
was there defamation of character? That's what this court case is about. It's
yeah,
about defamation of character. So you've got to take that into mind.
Yeah.
Okay, the next person we saw was Jack Wigham, and he was Depp's agent since October 2016, and he testified that the Washington Post op-ed, which was what Amber Heard had posted, was catastrophic to Depp's career, stated that he then lost a potential $22.5 million that he would have received from the next Pirates of the Caribbean film.
I think I need to change my career.
Honestly.
The fact that you could get $22 million for one movie.
I mean, even think about
it. I'm going to start acting right now in this.
I was just looking at stats because obviously the new Top Gun Maverick has come out.
Yeah.
And I don't want to know what Tom Cruise's paycheck is.
Yeah.
Because that thing smashed box office.
But like, now they're being sued for that as well.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
But I have my complaints about that suing.
We should speak about it in the video. Watch our video.
Watch
on
our video. It's going to come out on YouTube. So, we then have Douglas Bania, and he is basically an intellectual property expert, and he provided a testimony regarding Depp's reputation using what they called a Q score. So that's basically your celebrity likability,
yeah,
and it's how people search your name. And it said that after Heard's 2016 allegations, search results for Depp became much more negative and his Q score dropped. So again, this court case is about defamation of character.
Yeah.
Did this article that Amber Heard released cause problems for Johnny Depp? Well, there's your report. There's your evidence.
Yeah.
We then have Erin
Filati,
and she was Heard's nurse during the relationship, and she testified that Heard had sometimes reported to her problems with jealousy and insecurity, and that she had previous coping skills included compulsive, angry, and yelling. So even when your nurse is testifying against you. But anyway, mm-hmm. Heard also reported to having an addiction to alcohol and cocaine, right? And testified that there was a sense of discord in the relationship, disagreements, and reconciliation was kind of a repeating pattern. So again, we've acknowledged that we know this wasn't a happy Daisy, Sunshine, and Rainbows marriage.
Yeah.
That is then where Depp's attorneys rested their case on May 3rd, 2022, which was 13 days of testimony. And then it was time for Amber Heard's witnesses.
Yeah.
So we start with Dawn Hughes, which was basically, so he is a board-certified forensic psychologist, and he was hired by Heard's legal team to, and he is an expert in traumatic stress, violence, and abuse. And he did say that there was definitely typical patterns of abuse within the relationship. And he also stated that, I'm calling him a he. I apologize, Dawn. She stated that it was not unusual for women who are abused to act violently in self-defense. Okay, and she heard reported to her several incidents of sexual violence and physical violent behaviors by Depp, and Hughes diagnosed Heard with post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, if you saw in our previous show, the psychiatrist that Depp's team hired said she doesn't have PTSD, but the one that she hired, she does have PTSD.
Yeah.
Okay. When Depp's legal team noted that Hughes had never spoken to Depp, Hughes defended her conclusions about the relationship, saying that she had reached them by analyzing testimony, transcripts, and messages. Hughes also testified that Heard admitted to hitting Depp a number of times in a number of instances, as well as shoving, pushing, and insulting him. So she said, basically, that there was abuse on both sides, but what Johnny Depp experienced was nothing compared to what Amber Heard experienced. Right.
Yep.
We then had Amber Heard herself take the stand. And I don't know how that woman got a role in Aquaman. Because
can I please say, like, acting is not a skill for her.
No. Please go look at the memes, guys. There's the one about the bee that had me in stitches.
Yeah.
My dog stepped on a bee or something like that. Anyway, she testified that the abuse began in 2012 with insults and controlling behavior from Depp and first escalated to violence in 2013. Her testified that Depp was deeply jealous, did not want her to work, and that their relationship became a never-ending fight. During her testimony, the jury was shown multiple images of Heard with cuts and bruises that were allegedly a result of abuse from Depp, and which she testified she would hide with makeup. Now, if you also know, the makeup brand she
was like, no, was not like, us.
Not us. That palette was not available during the time, so please pack your bags and leave. Heard testified that during a weekend trip in 2013, Depp sexually assaulted her during a fight that had begun when he perceived that another woman was making a pass at her. Heard accused Depp of ripping her dress and underwear before assaulting her. Heard also claimed that Depp slammed her against the wall and threatened to kill her after she attempted to comfort his daughter, who was distressed by his drinking during a visit to his yacht. In another incident, she described Depp dangling her dog out the window of a moving car,
which we did see a video of her actually with her dog.
Yep.
Shame.
Heard further testified that about after the couple attended the Met Gala, that Depp shoved her on the sofa to the point, and he just whacked her in the face, which resulted in a broken nose. Well, she suspected it was a broken nose,
yeah,
as she remembered being swollen, discolored, and red. If you had a broken nose, you should have gone to the doctor and got an actual medical records, but I'm just
and
saying.
She was a day later on the red carpet, and yep, that nose did not look broken at all.
Her testified that when they were married, okay, now you see the thing is, apparently this abuse started before. Why marry him then?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Are you dumb? Why are you marrying someone who's physically abusing you?
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. But anyway, it doesn't make sense. They were married in early 2015, and she had asked her lawyer to draw up a prenuptial agreement, but Depp had stated that the only way out of this was death and fired the lawyer. Heard further testified that in March 2015, Depp sexually assaulted her while staying in Australia while he was filming the fifth installment of Pirates of the Caribbean. Per testified that Depp threw bottles at her and hit her multiple times before holding her by the neck and raping her with a glass liquor bottle over and over again. She denied she had injured Depp's finger, stating that she had taken a sedative and gone to sleep before that happened.
How does someone sexually assault you with a bottle and you don't need medical attention? Is beyond
especially a
me.
Glass bottle that it, you say is broken.
Exactly.
Because what happens if glass got in there? You would have needed medical attention. You don't just take a sedative and go to sleep. You go to the hospital.
This lady, that for me was the most shocking lie. And
no, I agree.
I feel like that for me was the point in time where I was like, I don't care. She needs
she can
to
say
lose the
anything,
case.
Anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Testifying about a later March 2015 incident, heard contradictors Travis McGriffin.
Griffin. This McGriffin, whatever.
Given. This name is not my friend. Oh, my days. Oh, statement that she had thrown a Red Bull. And she said that Depp had thrown the can at her sister Whitney.
Her poor sister has gone through the most, according to Amber.
Clearly, who was trying to intervene. Her testified that she had punched Depp after he had tried to hit her sister. Heard also testified about an incident in December 25, alleging that Depp was pummeling her and pounding the back of her head with his fist while screaming that he hated her. Heard stated that she got really still thinking that Depp was going to kill her without even realizing it, and then also accused Depp of sexually assaulting her that Christmas. We then moved into week 5, and we still have Miss Heard on the stand. She said that during their honeymoon abroad, the Orient Express in 2015, Depp hit and strangled her, according
didn't
to...
Didn't we do something about murder in the Orient? Oh, no, we didn't.
Yes, so the remember the Lindenberg baby case?
Oh, yes, that, murder on the Orient
That inspired the Murder on the Orient Express novel by Agatha Christie.
Okay.
Yes. But it's a real train.
Mm.
According to her testimony, by early 2016, Depp's substance abuse had escalated and he began experiencing hallucinations of people who were not there and accused her of saying things she had not. You see, it's very convenient to not blame it on the drugs.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? She denied that she had anything to do with the feces in Depp's bed, stating that it was because of her dog who had bowel control problems. So you're telling me your dog has bowel control problems and it only messes once on the bed?
Right. And apparently this dog, like, had problems because it ate Johnny Depp's weed. So she tried to still blame the fact that the dog had issues on him. And experts came out and said dogs don't get that issue from eat. Anyway.
I'm anxious.
I'm tired.
In May 2016, she alleges the last violent incident took place. She testified that Depp hit her, threw her phone at her face, and grabbed her by her hair before her friend Raquel Pennington and Depp's security team intervened. Heard exclaimed that she did not cooperate with the police officers who were called because she wanted to protect Depp and did not want the abuse to become public. Trash. Trash. If you were being abused, you would have told the police.
And you wouldn't have been recording everything in your life.
No, and you would have left this man before you got married. But anyway... Heard testified that she filed for a temporary restraining order because she wanted to change the locks to her home so Depp would not have access to it. She explained in detail how she would use makeup and ice to hide her bruises and other injuries. Heard said that she did not want Depp's money in the divorce. In a later redirect, she testified that Depp had made $65 million in 2015 and that she would have been entitled to half of that under California law. Yeah, you're not in it for the money. Trash as well. She said she had pledged to donate $7 million dollars of the divorce settlements in installments, but has had to stop paying them apparently in 2019 due to Depp suing her because she needed the money for legal fees. Has she even paid these donations? We will get to that.
Yeah.
Heard testified that since the abuse claims became public, she had lost out on roles and had to fight to stay in Aquaman 2018. Heard further testified that after Depp's lawyer Adam Waldman made claims about her being the one to have abused Depp in 2020. Her L'Oreal contract was halted and her promotional work in The Stand was cancelled. She also stated that her scenes in Aquaman 2, which is to be released in 2023, had significantly been reduced and that she has not worked on another film since that.
But he wasn't lying.
Okay, maybe you just can't act, honey. Maybe that's why you haven't been in a film. You know what the passionate dislike I have for this woman is bad. We then see the cross-examinations. So under cross-examination, Depp's lawyers question Heard about the lack of visible injuries in many of the photographs taken during the time which she alleged she had been abused, and she said she had not sought medical care for her alleged rape because she did not want to tell anyone.
That's not just an I don't want to tell anyone. That's you need medical attention. If that really happens
if
to that you,
glass,
you need...
If you were, When asked about why she had not completed her donation yet despite claiming so publicly and having the money months before being sued by Depp, Heard maintained that she intends to after she is no longer being sued.
So I guess she's not paying that now.
She denied ever assaulting Depp, but testified that she sometimes had to physically defend herself. Depp's lawyer alleged that Heard had altered the photographs in her injuries from May 2016. By changing the contrast of the photo, Heard denied this, saying that the change in light between the two of them was because of the light in the room where they had been taken and turned, because she apparently she had turned to show the better side of her face. Okay, so now we had Raquel Pennington, who had been one of Heard's friends and said that she had also lived in one of Depp's penthouses and testified that she had seen injuries on Heard multiple times and Heard had used makeup to cover it. We then had Amber Heard's younger sister testify, Whitney
Henriquez.
Thank you. And she stated that she had witnessed physical altercations between Depp and Heard in March 2015, after which she had also been asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Whitney said Depp had hit her in the back, prompting Heard to hit him. And then he had grabbed Heard by the hair and started to repeatedly hit her before security intervened. Under cross-examination, Depp's lawyer questioned Whitney about taking cocaine with Depp and joking in a text with him about hitting Heard. And she then just called it an unfortunate joking situation.
Sorry! She's a liar. She said that she joked about it because she didn't think that Amber was in any real danger.
Yeah,
if exactly. You've watched her being pulled by the hair and beaten, how do you not
then
think she's in any
out.
Real
Listen,
danger?
I'm taking my sibling out
and
of that
And I'm not
situation.
Joking about
no,
it.
No, I'm not joking about it.
Uh-uh.
We then had Melanie... Are you going to say the surname?
Oh. I'm going to say Inglesis.
Okay. Heard's former makeup artist and friend testified that she had used makeup to hide Heard's injuries in December 2015 in apparently an appearance of the Late Late Show with James Corden, and she described Heard having discoloration under her eyes and on the bridge of her nose and a split lip and was missing a clump of hair. Okay. Then we had Tracy Jacobs, who was an agent who represented Depp from the 1990s to 2016, that testified that in the last 10 years, she had been finding it increasingly difficult to negotiate roles for him because of his reputation of being late to film sets and substance abuse, and stated that Depp's lawsuits had further damaged his career and Depp had problems with anger, but she had never witnessed him actually being violent towards women. We then had Ellen Barkin, who was in a brief sexual relationship with Depp, and they appeared with him, or she acted with him in Fear of the Loathing in Las Vegas, Fear and Loathing, sorry, not of, testified that Depp was jealous and controlling at most of the times, either when he was drunk or high, and said Depp once had tossed a wine bottle at her when they were arguing. Yeah. So she is a potential ex that has also come out now. That,
yeah.
But again, I feel like Heard could have offered these people money. But again, okay, again, I'm not disputing that Johnny Depp is known for his substance abuse and his alcoholism. So, I mean, I could imagine that he could get a little bit riled up.
Yeah, I would say, like...
When he's drunk.
Okay, wait, I'll say it at the end of the show. Yeah.
We then had Jessica...
Kovacevic.
Thank you. Who was Heard's former agent, and she testified that Heard's career suffered after Depp sued her in early 2019, and that his lawyer, Adam Waldman, began publicly accusing her of abuse and generating a hoax. She testified that after the success of Aquaman released, Heard had been expected to land a whole bunch of roles and endorsements, but nothing came of it. Again, maybe it's just because you can't act. Okay, we then had Ron
Schnell,
who is an expert witness in social media data analysis, testified that there was over 2 million negative tweets about Heard. between April 2020 and January 31, 2021. We then had Alan Bolstein, who was Depp's former psychiatrist, and testified that Depp was paranoid and jealous and that his relationship with her was very chaotic and he had a lot of anger towards her, again, mentioned his addictions. Now, again, we know this was an unhappy marriage. It was an unhappy relationship, but this is not the court case. The court case is this
defamation.
Amber Heard's article caused defamation of Johnny Depp. So we then enter week six, the final week, where we had Richard Moore. And Richard Moore was an orthopedic surgeon called as an expert witness, testified that Depp's version of how he injured his finger was not consistent with the type of injury he had, and testified that the bottle impacting the finger from above would have injured the nail, but Depp's nail was uninjured. According to Moore, the injury appeared more similar to injuries from the finger being crushed in a door or a drawer, and on the May 24th, Heard's lawyers rested their defense following 8 days of testimonies. We then had Depp's rebuttal witnesses. Don't ask me what a rebuttal witness is. I don't actually know. Guys, my legal knowledge is objection and speculation. That is what I know about.
I know more than her. I know objection calls for speculation. I know objection leading. I know objection.
I'll just start up. Objection. Foundation. Your Honor. Objection.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. Guys, can we give a round of applause for Camille and how on point she was?
With objection, her objection. Objection, yes.
Objection. Oh, that woman.
Amber's lawyer learned from her, because there was the one time where Camille was cross-examining and Amber's lawyer was like, objection.
Did you see Johnny Depp and Ben at one point were like eating sweets? Yeah, these people make my life. Okay, we had Walter
Hamada.
Thank you. Who was the president of DC Films?
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Listen to this. So Miss Heard over there claims that it was Johnny Depp's thing that caused her to lose her role in Aquaman 2. The head. The president. Listen to me carefully. The president of the DC Films said that her role was cut back due to the lack of chemistry between Heard and Jason Momoa.
Who's the star of Aquaman?
Who is the star? He plays Aquaman!
Her team was trying to make it as though they both co-leads.
No!
And she was not a co-lead, she was a supporting character.
She was a supporting actress. The lead was Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Come here with your stuff. The president of freaking DC Films. You know what? Come at me, Amber Heard. We then had Morgan Knight, who's the owner of a trailer park in Joshua Tree, where Depp and Heard had spent the night in May 2013. And he witnessed Heard yell at Depp, and in response, Depp was cowering and almost afraid. We then had David A. Culpler, who was a surgeon who reconstructed Depp's finger in 2015 and testified that he was bandaged. Well, Depp's hand was obviously bandaged in a bulky plaster cast following the surgery, which he wouldn't have been able to grab anyone with a fist. So now all these allegations that she claimed during this time, Mance couldn't actually grab her because it's
if your finger. Yeah, sorry, shame. And also, like, her expert witness who came and said that it wasn't a bottle hitting his finger, he didn't operate on Johnny, so he has no room to say how it was caused.
Then we had Richard Saw, a psychiatrist, who was called to rebut the testimony of Heard's witness David Spiegel, I think.
Yeah.
Who testified that Depp had behaviors that were consistent with substance use disorder and intimate.
That guy was wacky. I don't know what he was on, but he
We didn't mention him in our show, but like I said, there are a couple of witnesses we've left out because otherwise the show would have been 5 hours long.
Yeah.
Okay, and he Shaw argued that Spiel had violated the Goldwater rule that says psychiatrists should not render public opinion about mental state of public figures.
Yeah.
They have not personally examined.
Yeah.
Okay. We then had Candace Davidson Goldbron, long name, who was a representative of the Children's Hospital Los Angeles, to which Heard had pledged the $7 million of divorce settlements.
Well, half of it at least.
Oh, well, half. Sorry. Yeah. Testified that Heard had not donated the $3.5 million to the organization. She confirmed that they had received $250,000 from Heard and an additional $10,000, who was actually made from Depp's accountant on her behalf.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the rest? because that is not even...
And apparently Elon Musk paid some towards it as well.
Yep.
And I watched a video where, like, Elon Musk would visit her late at night at the hotel when Johnny was filming. And like the day after, apparently she had like a bit of bruises on her. So they were like, was Elon the one that was abusing her and not Johnny? Okay. Like, what was happening? Okay.
And then we had Kate Moss, and you should have
herself.
Seen Amber Heard's face just drop. And I thought it was the best piece of comedy she's ever acted. No, I'm kidding. So, Kate Moss was in a relationship with Depp from 1994 to 1998.
She
gave a deposition. Because in her testimony, she said, I instantly think of Kate Moss and the stairs, and I swung at him. So she said that Johnny Depp kicked Kate Moss downstairs.
Yeah.
And Kate Moss testified that Depp had never pushed, kicked, or thrown her down any stairs. Take that, Amber.
Right.
She stated that she had accidentally slipped down a stairs in Jamaica Resort during a rainstorm and that Depp had helped and got medical attention straight away.
Sorry, Amber.
Sorry, Amber. Her face when Kate was golden. Right. Heard's rebuttal was that on the 26th of May, Heard told the jurors that she was suffering minute by minute harassment, including death threats and daily trauma that required her friends to follow special rules when approaching her due to anxiety attacks.
Can I please just say that Amber's videos of her being questioned before the trial when they were standing, I don't know where they were. She was smirking, laughing. She was cocky.
She smirks in court.
And then when she gets to court, she's crying in the same testimony where she was smirking and smiling.
She literally, there was a time, I promise you, she's chatting nicely to someone behind her, and she turns around, and the way her face changes, instantly I was like, sorry?
And also, there's a video. She took down some Instagram posts from that time. But the day she received the $7 million, there's a video of her and her sister dancing and singing in their car.
Of course, because like, you didn't want the money. You didn't
want nothing.
Okay. We then had closing arguments from both sides, and the jury went off to deliberation. So Judge Penny, who also is a sweetheart, okay, instructed the jury must find all the following to determine Ms. Heard, if Ms. Heard was liable of defamation for each statement in question. We'll get to the statements now. Jury deliberations began at around 3 p.m. on the May 27th, closed for deliberations at around 5 p.m. It was then Labor Day weekend or Memorial Day, some weekend that America celebrates, and they resumed. I'm from South Africa, that's why I don't have a holiday. It is, I'm sorry. They resumed on May 31st. And deliberations concluded on June the 1st. And now for the verdict. And I'm going to read it. The jury found that for all three statements from Heard's 2018 op-ed, and I'm going to quote them, I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath. That has to change. Then, 2 years ago, I became a public figure representing domestic abuse, and I felt the full force of our culture's wrath for women who speak out. And I had the rare vantage point of seeing in real time how institutions protect men accused of abuse. They found that all of these were false, defaming Depp with actual malice. The jury awarded Depp $10 million in compensatory damages and $5 million in
punitive
damages from Heard. In regard to Heard's counterclaim, the jury found the second of the three statements to be true. So I'm going to read the three. Quite simply, this was an ambush, a hoax. They set Mr. Depp up by calling the cops, but the first attempt didn't do this trick. The officers came to the penthouse, thoroughly searched and interviewed, and left after seeing no damage to the face or property. So Amber and her friends spilled a little wine and roughed the place up, got their story straight under the direction of the lawyer and publicist, and then placed a second call to 911. So that's the one now that they found was false, defaming
Heard with actual malice.
Yeah, yeah. Heard with actual malice. Regarding the other two statements, which were Amber Heard and her friends in the media use fake sexual violence allegations as both a sword and shield depending on their needs, they are selected and come some of her sexual violence hoax facts as the sword inflicting them on the public and Mr. Depp, and we have reached the beginning of the end of Ms. Heard's abuse hoax against Johnny Depp. There was apparently then no evidence to prove this, and so they were not shown as elements of defamation.
Yeah.
And Heard was awarded $2 million in compensatory damages from Depp, but there were no punitive damages.
Yeah.
So tick roll. They both got money, but Depp got more money.
Yeah. She has to pay, I think it's $8.3 million or something after all the deductions and.
Yeah.
Which is still a lot of money. I mean, this was a very
long case.
And, like, the relationship was crazy. The relationship was toxic. It was not okay.
And like we said, we never agreed that both of them were very much verbally and emotionally abusing each other. That is clear from the get-go. But this court case was about defamation of character.
Yeah, because she said he hit her. And
exactly.
Then she came out in her statement afterwards and said, after all the evidence she's shown and everything, it's very shocking that this is the result. But honestly, I find it very weird that she was doing all the filming, she was doing all the photo taking, she was doing all of that, and
why?
She had no proof of him hitting her.
You know what? Here's my thing, right? She kept saying, I didn't want to put the abuse in the public. So why were you filming it?
Yep.
Why were you filming? You kept saying you didn't want to put it out there, you were embarrassed, you didn't want to come forward with the rape allegations, you didn't want to go to the medical, but then why were you filming? You're not filming for fun. You're not going to go back and watch it the next day and be like, haha, this happened. No.
And all those times you can hear her actually provoking him.
No.
So she's trying to provoke him to do something, but he never did in any of those times.
So in the case of what this court case was, its purpose was for defamation. I mean, like we said, these claims did such damage to Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And all three of the claims were proven that all three claims were proven to have caused damage.
Yeah.
Only one of the three claims on her side were proven to have caused damage.
Yeah.
So there was clearly, I don't know, I just think it's, I feel she's, I know I watched another interview of someone who was a psychiatrist and she met Amber Heard before the
relationship with
Johnny Depp, and the woman literally goes that she goes on about how it was the worst hour of her life, this woman's a narcissist, that kind of stuff. So there is something Amber Heard.
And I watched an interview with one of her ex co-workers, they actors, like she acted with him on a film, and he said they became close in the filming of the thing, and he acted as a gay character on the stuff they were filming.
Yeah.
And she kept prompting him to go, are you gay, gay, gay? And he was not gay, so he kept saying, I'm not gay. But Amber told him she's fully lesbian and all of that stuff. And he, through being with her, saw she was fully lesbian, marrying all these women. So he was like, that no, she uses rich men to basically climb the ladder, but she's not into them.
No, but another thing is, right, I don't care even if you're using him to climb the ladder. If this man was abusing you before you put a ring, he put a ring on your finger, why marry him?
Yeah.
Why? If I'm dating someone and they are not treating me the way, I'm not marrying them.
Yeah.
I'm not. That's
and during the
fact.
Court case, she changed what she said, because first the abuse started in 2013, then in the court case
and
all of a sudden she changed
getting,
it to 2012.
She kept getting, I don't know, like, she kept I don't want to say shouted at, but like in a sense of like a kid being shouted at, because apparently she was like talking directly to the jury.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah. That's why the whole time in her testimony, you can see her looking over to her right.
Yeah, she's trying
she's
to
She's looking
to the jury,
that way because she's talking directly
to
the jury. Yeah.
So, for me, like we said, messed up relationship.
Yeah.
It was messed up on both sides. But as for this case, Johnny Depp deserved to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope that this woman gets fully cut from Aquaman.
If she does count to three, we'll be back with this.
Oh, but if she counts
part
to two,
three.
Part three will be, we've got you. You know we've got you. But that is all for this week.
From now until next week, no mourners.
No funerals.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.